We have poison oak and poison ivy.
Do you ever get infected by those?
I sure do. I put in a water gap one time. I've got two stories on that. That was one time when my tenant left me, and we had two farms, and one was on both sides of the river, and one of the water gaps got out. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have anybody to fix it, so I just got me some wire and bowling wire and different things and went down and fixed it. And I had never had poison oak or poison ivy, and I've always been around the river, you know, swimming in different things. And I got it in my eyes. I got it all over me. Then either that year or the next year, one of the gate posts went out, and they were getting out through there. And I didn't know that the stuff hanging down from the tree was poison oak, and I was just in and out of it. And I always laughed and said that post cost me $45 from the doctor bills. But I put in a post. My mother was there. We were putting in the post. So after my dad died, I knew how to, I found out how to do a few things. But that one cost me.
Sounds expensive.
It is.
You know, you're talking about the fruits, you mentioned some of the berries you had around here, but are there berries you would have only for a few weeks in the spring or summer, either grown here that you would bring in from somewhere else?
You mean strawberries?
You have those?
They bring them in now. We used to grow them most of the time. Most everybody had them in their garden. Mm-hmm. And they have different, as I said, they have several other berries I can't. People have raised gooseberries and, of course, your huckleberries and your blackberries are out.
Now, do you have that kind of similar to blackberries, but has a slightly larger berry? It's dark.
Than a blackberry?
Yes, it's very similar to a blackberry.
I never saw anything that looked like a blackberry.
Do you have blueberries here?
Blueberries. Do you think they look like a blackberry?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what a dewberry is.
There wasn't any of the individual seed pods that were larger and smoother.
No, we don't have any of those around here.
What do your dewberries look like?
We don't have any dewberries.
You still have them?
Not that I know of.
How much y'all like?
Not too much.
Well, do you have the kinds of berries with a rough surface that are sort of red rather than black?
You mean a raspberry? There may be some homegrown ones.
And you have large flowering trees, shiny leaves, and big white flowers are very fragrant.
Mm-hmm. The lady above us has one. And I've got one down in my yard. But I just,
Did you call them magnolias?
Oh, that. No, that's not what I'm thinking of. No, we don't have that. We have a few that people have cultivated, but magnolia trees don't grow here naturally, hardly. I mean, they will grow if you protect them in the winter, but this is too far north.
Okay, now, if a woman who's married is asked to do something and she doesn't want to make up her own mind about it, she might say, well, first, I was going to ask
my husband.
And is there any way she might say, would she use sort of joking terms instead of my husband?
She might say, I'll go ask the boss.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you can think of? The
head of the house.
Yeah, and similarly, if a man were asked to do something, he wanted to consult his wife first, he might say, oh, first, I must ask
my wife, mm-hmm. the boss, or the lady of the house, or something like that.
Would they ever use terms like my old lady, my old man?
Yes, people use those slang terms.
Now, we say that a woman who's lost her husband is called a
widow.
Hmm? Yeah, a woman whose husband simply up and left would say is a
whose husband up and left?
Who simply left. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's pretty well stranded then.
Mm-hmm. Would you expect to hear around here the term grass widow for that?
No, because that isn't what a grass widow is.
Well, what would a grass widow be on, dear?
I don't know. But I don't believe it refers to that.
Well, the story I was going to tell you earlier, I didn't want to tell you yet, because until we got this term, is...